This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called Trusting God's Timing in Your Life. In these lessons, we'll dive into the Bible and see how God had a critical timetable for Christmas. And we'll learn how being in step with God's timing today is essential for your success in life. Now, we're excited to let you know that a very generous couple has stepped forward with a special $100,000 December matching grant. That means any gift you give now will be doubled up to $100,000. But the grant expires at midnight at the end of this month, so please contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. Now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Trusting God's Timing in Your Life.
The book of James, chapter 1 in the Bible says this, verse 25. If you keep looking closely into God's perfect word, that's the Bible, that sets people free. Jesus said the truth will set you free. And you keep studying it and you don't forget it and you put it into daily practice, you will be blessed by God in some of what you do. Oh, that's not what it says. It says, if you do those things, you'll be blessed by God in what? All you do. You might circle that word. I just had to check that out for myself. The Bible is written in the New Testament, written in Greek. I've had 6 years of Greek. I went and I back and looked up that word. You know the word in Greek, all? It means all. He says, I'll bless you in every single area of your life. What does he say? If you look at closely at my word, that means you read a little bit of this book every day. That's looking closely. And then he says, and then you study it. That means you write some stuff down. The difference between reading and studying is you use a pencil. You go, oh, that's a good verse. I need to write that down. Now you've gone from reading to studying. And then he says, and then you remember it. That means you memorize it. Have you ever memorized a single verse of the Bible? Because if you haven't, God can't call them to memory when you're stressed out. Those promises, you don't even remember. You go, I know it's somewhere in there. There's a promise about this. But if you've memorized it, God can bring it to mind. Go, oh man, my stress just went down. And so a thousand other uses too. And then he says, and then you put it into action, you will be blessed by God in all you do. So friends, this next year, you got a choice. You want to be stressed, or you want to be blessed. It's your choice. God says, you get to choose. You want to be stressed, you be blessed. What's the key to being blessed? You read, you study, you remember, and you do what this says. And he says, the more you do it, the more you're going to be blessed in all you do. This Christmas, as your pastor, as your spiritual coach, I want to give you a Christmas gift that'll last you the rest of your life. This is the best possible gift you'd get. It is the promise that everything else you do in life, you will succeed at doing. You say, you got to be kidding me. No, and not only that, you'll be happy too. You say, what's that promise? We'll look at the next verse. You want to be happy? You want to be successful? Here's what the Bible says. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Happy are those who find joy in obeying the word of God, the word of the Lord, and they study it day and night. In other words, so they can follow it. They are like trees that grow strong beside a stream, and they bear fruit at the right time. What does that mean? You're going to be productive. Your life will be productive. You will bear fruit in your life at the right time. Your life will be productive. Your life will be meaningful. Your life will be significant. If you're obeying the word of God. He says you'll be like a tree by the river. You know, you're not drying up. In other words, you don't flake out. You don't blow away. It says they will succeed in everything they do. Now, friends, either that verse is true or God is a flat-out liar. You got to just decide, am I going to believe what God says or am I just going to doubt it? And if you don't believe that verse, you ought to take an X-Acto knife and cut it out of your Bible and throw it away. He says, you will succeed in everything you do if you'll do it my way. Let me recommend to you that you trust not your feelings, but you trust what God says. Because eternity is a long time to be wrong. It's like you're wrong for the rest of eternity. Oh. Fear not, fret not, forget not. And then God says, there's one other thing I want you to do when my timetable is different than your timetable, when you're in the waiting room of life, when things are delayed or things are too fast or too slow and you're stressed out by it. He says, fear not. And he says, forget not. And he says, fret not. And then he says, faint not. Now that's an old English phrase. Comes out of the King James Version of the Bible, faint not. It means don't quit. It means don't give up. It means keep on keeping on. Be determined, be diligent, have endurance. And he says, just because things don't happen right away, keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Look at this verse, Galatians chapter 6, verse 5. We must never get tired of doing what is right and doing what is good. For at the right time, there's that phrase again, God's timing, at the right time, that's God's time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up or quit. Question. This Christmas, what are you feeling like giving up on? I mean, if you're really gut level honest, if you let us crawl inside your mind, what do you feel like giving up on? Some of you feel like giving up on your marriage, if the truth is told. It's dead and going nowhere. I can't get on with it. I can't get out of it. I feel like giving up on your marriage. Some of you feel like giving up on your career. I have tried and tried and tried. It just didn't happen. Some of you feel like giving up on your dream. Some of you feel like giving up on your kids or a friend or a goal. Some of you feel like giving up on yourself. You've thought about taking your life. And I want you to know that 1,000 years before you were born, God knew that you would be sitting in Saddleback Church on Christmas Eve or Christmas week this year, so God could have me say this to you as your spiritual coach. Don't you dare. The light is at the end of the tunnel. You may be just around the corner. Don't give up. Look up. Look up. Look up to God.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com.
If you enjoy Rick's free daily email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that he has collected a whole year's worth of his powerful devotionals and put them in a convenient, beautifully designed hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. Now you can start your day off with the Word of God right at your fingertips. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book also makes a great gift for a friend or a loved one. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. There are only 3 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait.
Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas. Christmas is going to be here very soon. And Jesus said in Luke 14:23, go out into the highways and the countryside and urge everybody you find to come in so that my house will be full. Who are you thinking of to bring to your church? Whoever it is, I want to challenge you to be a light at Christmas and invite them to services at your church.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Now is the time to change your ways and come back to God, so he can wipe away your sins and pour out showers of blessing to refresh you. You need a little refreshment in your life? You feeling a little dried up? You feeling like there's no fresh refreshment in my life? I need some renewal. I need some revival. I need some refreshment in my life. Come back to God. Come back to, you say, Rick, you don't know what I've done. I don't need to know. I don't have to know. I don't care to know. Why? Because it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done or who you've done it with or how long you've done it. God says, I still want you to come back to me. You say, well, isn't God going to like scold me? I've been away from God for months or years or decades. Look at the next verse. The Bible says this. Here's what God will do if you come back to him. God says, with deep love, I will take you back. With deep love, I will take you back. No matter what's happened, with deep love, I will take you back. We started this service talking about love came down. God is love. With deep love, I will take you back. You see, God isn't mad at you. God is mad about you. No one will ever love you more than the Creator who made you. God, the Father, created you. Jesus, the Son, died for you. God's Spirit wants to live in you. No one will ever love you more. With deep love, I will take you back. But you know what? As a pastor, and as talked, as I said, to thousands of people, I know that some people just can't feel God's love. And I've thought about it a lot. Why is it that they can't feel God's love? Because I feel God's love all the time. Why can't they feel God's love? And I've discovered it's because they're listening to different voices. Now, if you listen to what other people say about you, you're going to get down. If you listen to what you tell yourself, you're going to get down. I want to give you permission to stop believing everything you tell yourself. Because it's not true. You lie to yourself more than you lie to anybody else. I'll say it again. You lie to yourself more than you lie to anybody else. You tell yourself things are better than they really are when they're not. And sometimes you tell yourself they're worse off. They're not as bad as you say they are. You're not really of that good a judge of you. Feelings lie. You may have just eaten a bad burrito. You need to trust the truth of God. Who are you going to believe? You're going to listen to what the world says about you and go, oh yeah, I'm going to build my life on what everybody else thinks about me. Dumb idea. You're going to listen to what the critics say on social media about you? Are you going to listen to your own feelings? Are you going to listen to what God says, which is the truth about you? With deep love, I will take you back. You're deeply flawed. But you are deeply loved and you are infinitely valuable. And this is not the end of the story. Now, you may be in God's waiting room and you're still waiting for something to happen that just hadn't happened. You've dreamed of it, but it hasn't happened yet. But I told you there are two things it's always the right time for. Number one, it's always the right time to come home to God, no matter how far you've drifted away. The second thing it's always the right time for is to accept the saving grace of Jesus Christ, which is why he came at Christmas and died on the cross and rose again on Easter. It's always the right time to accept the saving grace of Jesus. Once you understand it, it would be foolish to procrastinate the very thing you need to live for eternity and to be reconnected to the God who made you. So you do it like right now. I mean, right now. Look at the last two verses, what the Bible says about receiving the grace of Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 2, the verse 6 in the Bible says this. God, Jesus, gave himself to pay for the sins of everyone. That means me. That means you. We're included in everyone. Did you realize, do you know that all the things you've ever done wrong have already been paid for? Even the sins you haven't even committed yet, like the ones next year and in the next 10 years and in 20 years, every one of your sins have already been paid for. Maybe you don't know that. That's what Jesus Christ came to do. Jesus himself gave himself to pay for the sins of everyone. He is the proof that God wants all of us to be saved. All of us. I don't care if you're Buddhist or Baptist or Hindu or Methodist or Muslim or Mormon or Catholic or Jew or atheist or agnostic or no religion at all. I don't care anything. The Bible says God wants all of us to be saved. Doesn't matter what your religious or ethnic or financial background is. He says he wants all of us to be saved. And that proof came at the right time. At the right time. That's what Christmas is all about. Last verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. God says this to you. This hour is the right time. This hour is the right time to receive my grace. This is the day of salvation. The day of salvation is now. Today, I'm ready to save you. I mean, like right now. I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to invite you to pray with me to God a prayer of salvation. Father, this issue of time and timing and delays and rushing really creates stress and anxiety in our lives, especially when we forget how much you love us. And we forget about how you've taken care of us in the past, even when we totally ignored you. Father, today there are a lot of people here that I care about who are waiting for something to happen in their lives, and it hasn't happened yet. And I pray that today, that each of us will come back to you, will receive your grace, will begin to trust you for the timing, the right timing in our lives. Now you pray. You say, what do I say? It doesn't matter what you say. What matters is not the words, but an attitude of humility. Just tell God you need him. Be humble. You say, I really don't know what to pray. Okay, I'll pray a prayer. And as I pray this prayer, you can say, me too, God. What Rick's saying, that's me. That represents my heart, okay? Just say something like this. God, I admit that I often get stressed by the timing of things in my life. I don't like to be rushed, and I don't like delays. And there's some things in my life that just move way too slow. And there are some other things in my life that would move way too fast. And God, I need your help to stop fearing and fretting and forgetting and feeling like giving up. Would you please forgive me for all the times I've impatiently rushed ahead because I was in a hurry and I made a dumb decision? And would you forgive me for all the times that I've tried to control the situation and I've even tried to control other people? I'm sorry. I want to learn to relax. God, I want to learn to relax and trust your perfect timing. Help me to remember that you're never late, that I don't have to run ahead of you, that you're always on time, that your timing is perfect, that you can do more at the right time than I could ever do on my own effort in an entire lifetime. Jesus, thank you for coming to save me at the right time. Thanks for Christmas. I want to come back home to God, and I want to receive your saving grace. So please, save me. I don't even understand it all, but I'm asking you to save me. Save me from myself. There are things about me I don't like, but I just can't change. Save me from my sins. Save me from my mistakes. God, save me from my stress. Save me from my sadness, my loneliness. I need salvation in every area of my life. Thank you that you want to save me. I want to learn to trust you every day. And I want to live in your love and peace for the rest of my life. I humbly ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you enjoy Rick's free email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that for the very first time, these devotions are available in a brand new 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book makes a great gift for a friend or loved one, especially with Christmas right around the corner. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Now, we're excited to let you know that a very generous couple has stepped forward with a special $100,000 December matching grant. That means any gift you give now will be doubled up to $100,000. But the grant expires at midnight at the end of this month, so please contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. There are only 3 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today, I want to share with you a very special testimony from one of our listeners named Marquita. And thanks to Daily Hope and your support, she recently asked Jesus Christ to be the leader of her life. Here's her story. So, Pastor Rick, I wanted to let you know that I have prayed the prayer of salvation that you included in the Deepening the Eyes of Faith message. I've been listening to your messages for years. In fact, my child wouldn't even be here today if it weren't for your words. You wrote, "There may be accidental parents, but there are no accidental children." Well, I've given birth to a beautiful baby girl, and she's the light of my life. In fact, it now hurts to remember a time that I was fighting to decide whether I was going to have her or not. But I repeated your words throughout my pregnancy. There are accidental parents, but there are no accidental children. And although I'm a single mom today, with the support of my family, we're thriving. I want to make sure that she grows up to find her purpose and to serve God. So thanks for renewing my faith in God. And as I still try to find and fulfill my purpose, please pray for me and my child. Wow. Marquita, you are so right. God does have a plan and a purpose for every single baby. There are no accidental babies. So I want to take a moment right now and just pray for you in this broadcast. I pray for you and for your daughter. Lord, I'm asking you right now to put your hand of protection, your hand of blessing, your hand of guidance on Marquita and her daughter. And I'm praying for both of them to know your purpose, to feel your presence, to discover your power, to live in your plan for each of their lives, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks so much for your support. Go to PastorRick.com and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. We'll say thanks for your gift by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick Warren's brand new hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.